Minnesota comprehensive assessments are given to students in grades 3 through 8 in reading, math, and science. 10th and 11th graders also take the tests. Last week and this week, students struggled to log in.
Someone gave me the analogy today for this type of an attack. If you're in line at the grocery store and your son, you're trying to pay and your son is going, "Mom, mom, 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 mom." That's a denial of service attack.
The company that administers the test first discovered a server failure. Then there was a problem with too much traffic at one time. Tuesday, they found out an outsider was deliberately disrupting the system, overwhelming it so that students couldn't log in and take their test.
It's not an attempt to steal data or to hack into the system. Rather, it's an attempt to overwhelm it so that it can't function. So this would have been something that someone intentionally did in order to disrupt it from the outside.
He says there's no indication any student data was taken. MCA scores are seen as an indicator of a student's growth year to year. They're also used to track the progress of a school. Teachers worry that technical problems have created even more anxiety for students who understand the tests are important.
Testing can already be an anxious time for students, and we know that, and so anything that is going to potentially increase that anxiety is concerning to us, and that's part of the reason that we decided to suspend testing today.
This afternoon, the Minnesota Department of Education notified school districts that MCA testing will resume tomorrow. Pearson assures them the problems have been fixed and they've put in some new protections to prevent a similar attack on the testing system. An investigation is taking place to find the person or the people responsible for this. They lost 2 days, but they're going to extend that window.